Gone South has been a podcast about crime in the American South. But for our new season, we're widening the lens. Follow and listen to Gone South Season 5, wherever you get your shows.
Thank you, Steve Simpson. Yeah, I'm going to need a bigger Doppler. Santa, I've been a good boy.
Well, not really. But may I please have the turbocharged Doppler upgrade? Hey, 1 year ago today, the first vaccine was administered to a Minnesotan by the name of Tara Whitty, a nurse at the VA hospital, and she joins us this morning. Good morning, Tara.
Good morning.
So you must have been, why did they choose you? I have to ask. How were you number one?
Really, that was just by happenstance. I just happened to be the first person to have the appointment on that day to get my vaccine. Oh. And also just happened to be working on the COVID unit. So I guess the stars aligned in that sense.
So, a year ago, we were hopeful the vaccines were available in record time, Operation Warp Speed. And I think, we all thought, hey, maybe this is the beginning of the end of this pandemic. Did you envision that here a year later, a year after you were the first to get a vaccine, that this thing would still be dragging on?
No. If someone would have told me a year ago this is where we would be sitting, I wouldn't have believed them.
Tara, what advice would you have? I mean, most of the people I hang out with have gotten their vaccines.
Mm-hmm.
And I'm assuming you got your booster, right?
Yep. I'm about 6 weeks out from my booster, so happy to have some extra antibodies.
Absolutely. Absolutely. It's like wearing a flak jacket in combat. You want to be properly equipped. I don't mean to put you on the spot, but I will. What would you say to Minnesotans who are reluctant, skeptical, and or just refuse the vaccine? Freedom, liberty, et cetera, what would you like to say to those folks, if anything?
I would really encourage people to get their vaccine. I think vaccines have been widely utilized for a variety of things. We can't go to school without getting vaccines. These vaccines are safe. They are effective. The boosters are also effective. In addition to that, like utilizing other risk mitigation strategies when you're out, social distancing out in public, wearing your mask, doing your hand hygiene, all of the simple things that a year ago people were more engaged of doing and they're not. I think as some of the leaders of some of these hospital systems had put out over the weekend, we are heartbroken. We are overwhelmed. Our hospitals are overwhelmed. We want to be able to give the best care, here at the Minneapolis VA to our veterans. And sometimes it feels really hard to do that when we're overwhelmed and, patients are waiting in emergency rooms for beds. And this could improve if people would get their vaccine and practice, like I said, those other risk mitigation strategies.
Tara, what's the situation right now at the VA hospital? Do you have beds available?
I actually would not be able to speak to that. I am not sure, but, as, like I said, the leaders of other hospital systems have expressed that there are bed shortages. I think you find on the Minnesota Department of Health website, the amount of ICU and med-surg beds that are available at any given time or updated at certain times daily. But I couldn't speak to what we have specifically here, but I know there's been a constant shortage everywhere for many weeks now.
Well, we appreciate you. We appreciate your colleagues at the VA hospital. We appreciate all frontline healthcare workers, all frontline pandemic workers. Tara Whitty, thank you. Appreciate you joining us this morning on CCO. You be safe.
Thank you. Thanks for having me on. Go get your vaccine.
Amen. Mike Max, when we come back.
Lemonade! Fresh squeezed lemonade! Lemonade? Oh, nuts.
Is your business struggling to be seen, not reaching the right customers?
Yeah.
Odyssey's here to help. Your one-stop shop for digital marketing.
Wait, really?
With targeted digital media, plus SEO, SEM, social, OTT, and more, we help your business reach the right audience and drive results.
Whoa, hey, one at a time.
Stop missing out on valuable customers. Visit digitallocalads.com to learn more about our local advertising solutions. That's digitallocalads.com.
Okay, people, line starts here.